Our story begins in Larissa's penthouse. Larissa is in the study talking on the phone with Dr. Michael Hunt.
Michael, are you sure you want to do this?
Larissa, if you can get Clint over to your place and give me this form to get to know him better, I will be forever grateful to you.
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripps and Scruples.
Well, you know I want to help. I just hope you've thought this through.
His mother refuses to tell him that I'm his father, and she's given me no other choice but to get to know him completely on my own, without her knowledge.
If this is what you want, I'll see if I can make it happen.
Thank you so much, Larissa. I really appreciate this.
You'd better. Heidi, can you come in here for a moment?
Hi, Larissa. Do you need something?
Yes. I was thinking about your situation and all. And I know with the job here, you probably don't get a chance to see Clint that much. What would you think if he came over one day and spent some time with you and Addison? It would give him a chance to be around the baby and give you two some time to bond.
Are you sure about this?
Yes, I'm sure. So why don't you give him a call and invite him over?
At Dean Industries, Serena walks into Todd's office and finds him staring at his computer.
Hello, Todd. If you look any harder at that computer, I think you're going to stare a hole in it.
Oh, hi, Serena. I wasn't really looking at it. I was just thinking.
About?
It's personal.
Oh, well, you know, you can share with me if you need to.
It's nothing that I want to talk about.
Troubles with Hannah?
No.
Todd, you and I need to get something straight here. I am still your boss. And no matter what has happened between us, you need to treat me with respect.
Serena, I have been very professional with you, and that's all I will be with you.
And that's fine. You made your feelings very clear, and I have no problem with that. As long as you continue to do a top-notch job. If your work starts to suffer, then we'll have a problem.
My work isn't suffering. What are you talking about?
Look, you haven't been the same since that night at my apartment, Todd. I need you to be as dedicated and sharp as you were before your engagement to Hannah.
And you're saying I'm not?
I'm saying you better watch yourself. That's all.
Why do I get the feeling that if I hadn't cut you out, you might not feel this way?
Then you obviously don't respect me as a professional, and that is a big mistake. I don't have a problem separating our business relationship from anything personal that may have happened between us.
You think you don't?
Well, well, well. Hello, lovebirds. I'm not interrupting anything, am I?
Oh, God, what are you doing here?
Oh, don't worry, Malone. I'm not here to see you, if that's what you were hoping. I'm actually here to see my sister. She does run this joint, in case you forgot.
We were in the middle of a private conversation, Charlie, if you don't mind.
Oh, no, 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 no. I don't mind at all. It looked pretty intense when I walked in. I can't begin to imagine what type of Dean industry business could get your blood all boiled up like this. Sharing is caring, you know. Care to share?
No. Just get out of my office, okay?
You know, Todd, you're not being very friendly. I'm trying to keep the peace here, but I can see you're not having it. So, be sure to tell Hannah I tried, would you? Later, Captain Stiles.
In his office at Manhattan Monthly, Rex is talking with Perry.
Gregory totally broke my heart today.
I know. When he asked to stay there with him after we took him to lunch, I didn't know what to say.
He really loves us, which makes me feel really good. But every time we say goodbye, I feel a little worse each time.
I know how you feel, Rex.
But what can we do about it? We don't want to stop seeing him.
Could you believe that story Miss Huffman told us? The young couple that came in a few times and talked to Gregory and then decided he was too old to adopt?
Well, that's their loss.
Rex, I know you're going to think it's crazy, but I'm wondering if this thought has ever crossed your mind like it has mine. What if we were to become Gregory's foster parents?
Us? You? And me?
Is it crazy? I mean, we're more settled than ever, and we have an extra room. And we've been talking about having children someday.
Someday, yes, but you're talking about now.
I know. It's just a thought. Crazy thought, I know.
Well, I guess in the back of my mind, I had that same thought. But I didn't think it was something you'd even consider.
Me either. But the more time we spend with him, the more I'm getting attached.
I'm just not sure we're ready, that's all.
Well, we don't have to decide anything now. I just wanted to bring it up.
I'm glad you did. It's a very sweet thought. Your big heart is one of the reasons I love you so much.
And here I thought you loved me for my stunning good looks.
That too.
In his office, Blake's admin has just told him that Charlie is on hold on line one.
Hi, Charlie, what's up?
Blake, it's actually me. I told your admin that I was Charlie.
Matt, I don't want to talk to you.
I know. You've said it over and over again, but I need to talk to you. I had my first skin graft today.
Oh?
And the doctor thinks there's a chance I can get rid of most of the scarring in time.
Look, Matt, that's wonderful for you, but I'm not going to get sucked back into your life. I know you haven't asked for my advice, but if you're smart, you'll try to patch things up with your family and move on from the past.
Blake, I want to work things out with my family, but the most important thing to me is you.
Then I think your priorities are kind of screwed up. But of course, I already knew that. Now I have to go. Goodbye, Matt.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.